Fiction Court, the Mr. Men attempt to sue Roger Hargreaves.
Mr. Bump, you claim that Roger Hargreaves misrepresented you in his unauthorised biography of your life.
Yes, he did.
How so?
He makes light of my condition of dyspraxia. It is, quite frankly, offensive to all sufferers everywhere.
As we can see here, it is no laughing matter.
He also made out I'm a really fat individual whose head and body are one big circle.
You must admit you are somewhat rotund, Mr. Bump.
Due to stress, I had a normal shape, admittedly a little blue, but my weight spiraled out of control. It's a cruel irony that I've become the spherical buffoon Hargreave has made me out to be.
But your name?
An unfortunate coincidence.
And the bandages?
These are covering the scars of my drug addiction hell.
Are you not just using this as a cynical opportunity to market your own biography, Down to Earth with a Bump? A sombre reimagining of the same events?
I resent that implication that my books, available in all good bookshops, is somehow at the centre of this legal matter. My version covers all the events in much greater detail and is more comprehensive journal of the events of that time.
But Mr. Hargreaves finishes his book with you in a favourable light. Did you not finish that time of your life working in Mr. Barley's orchard?
I did.
And what did your job entail?
Picking apples from trees.
And how did you pick them?
I bumped into the trees and they fell down.
Again, Mr. Bump, for the benefit of the jurors who may not have heard you.
I bumped into the trees until the apples fell down.
I put it to you, Mr. Bump, that events transpired exactly how Mr. Hargreaves put them.
Oh!
No, it's not true.
Yes, Mr. Bump, it is.
Order, order,